Blog Talk Radio.
Still works. Come on, because he saved me. Huh? Come on, he filled me. Hallelujah. How about you? Praise God. The blood still works this morning. I pray that they got in your spirit this morning. You are up and you are moving and you are grooving. Amen. To the only one. Amen. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Praise God. So we bless and praise God on this morning for the hour of power and praise. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. I know that He has a word for us today. Because it's 6 o'clock in the morning. Amen. Praise God. And I bless God because we're yet in the fourth watch of the morning. That, you know, from 3 to 6, you know, when they say pray. Praise God. And the timing is so important of your prayer time. So I'm thanking God that this is the fourth watch. This is the time, amen, that the resurrection power being released in the nation. Your prayer are bombarded in heaven. Come on, give God the praises, amen, because that's what we want to do. We want to bombard heaven in this hour of an unknown global reset, amen. And I thank God for that word, the global reset, because God is resetting a whole lot of stuff. Praise God. So I thank and praise God, amen, for this morning. But I want to talk to us this morning, amen. And I just want to give a shout out to, you know, all the ones that have been so faithful in the ministry, just faithful and support, and, you know, and then I looked and I was talking to Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil and letting him know that God is doing a great and amazing thing through the system, through the radio station. I've noticed that this radio, amen, ministry radio, even though we're not on the major, come on somebody, the major one where the, you know, everybody hears us, but let me tell you something, God is moving because this has been going to Ghana, it's going to places that I don't even know the name of the places, so I just thank God, and you know, it's just been amazing of what God is doing and how He's pushing His word through, because you never know who needs a word from the Lord. So I just want to give some shout outs to some places that my feet has never touched. Amen. My husband's feet has never touched before. I thank God for the ones that actually send the word out to the people, because we try to do our best and do our studies and try to study to show ourselves approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, but we rightly divide the word of truth. And the truth, amen, will make you free. Amen. So I thank and praise God for all of you that shares the word of God. It's not about us. You know, God wants, He's always telling us, it's not about us. It's not about us. It's not about us. What you're going through, even, is not about you as well. Praise God. So we just thank and praise God. But I want to open up the airway before I do anything. I want to call for heaven and blood, Lord, heaven this morning. Praise God. I want God to open up the portals, amen, of heaven today, because we know if we look at the nation, God is calling the nations back to prayer. I mean, this prayer time has been so important. You know, just forget about what you're going through, and once you forget about what you're going through and truly get into the prayer posture, you know, God can do some amazing thing in your life as well, because we know that God hears our prayers. Amen. So let me pray. Hallelujah, because we know the blood still works, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come and we bless your holy name, Father God, for who you are, God, on today. Father God, we thank you, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God, for opening up the portals of heaven, Lord God, and hearing our prayers on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we come, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, asking for forgiveness of our sins on this morning, Lord God. God, forgive us for anything, Lord God, that we have done, God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, knowingly and unknowingly. Only Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So Father God, we ask that you take control right now, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, of this radio station, Father God, this ministry radio station, Lord God, that you, God, erected, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. How you use the man of God, Lord God, to bring it forth, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray a special blessing for him as well, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord. But I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that this radio station, Lord God, on this day, Lord God, hallelujah, God, will go to nations, Father God. Oh, Father God, yes, God, from the four corners of this world, Father God. Oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you let your blood prevail, God, against everything that's not like you, God. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Hey, yes, Holy Spirit. God, we call forth your anointing right now, God. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you will hover over me on today, oh God. God, that you will anoint me afresh on today, oh God. God, to bring forth your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, that you will give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Holy Spirit. God, I thank you right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, open up the hearts of your people, Father God, to receive your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, not only they hear the word, Lord God, but be active in the word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do, what you're going to say, how you're going to move on today now. God, I ask that I move out the way that the Holy Spirit, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, will sit in me, God, today, Lord God. Move Carolyn out the way, Father God. And I say thank you, Father God, for all things, Lord God, that you are doing in this hour, Lord God. And I ask that you bless this radio station, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. Bless all the ones that's listening on today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I say thank you, and I praise you, and I glorify you, and I lift you up. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on today. Hallelujah. Today, glory to God, I have a word for the, oh God, I thank you. I have a word from the Lord today. Amen. Hallelujah. And as I was studying, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, I'm so thankful to God, because when God showed me the word that he wanted me to give, and it just really brought such a light to myself as well. So I'm praying that this be a blessing to you, and you open up your heart to the word. Amen. What I'm talking about today is waiting for GPS, waiting for GPS. And I thought about waiting for GPS, amen, hallelujah. I'm going to expound on it a little bit, amen, but I want you to go with me to Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, verses 1. Then I want you to skip down, amen, hallelujah, to 7. Jeremiah 29:1. The Bible says, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent to Jerusalem. Unto the residue, to the remaining people of the elders, which were carried away captive, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Now, skip down with me until verse 7. It says, and seek the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause ye yourself to dream. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Well, y'all probably said, Lord, have mercy. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thought that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. Hallelujah. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. I will bring you again into a place which I caused you to be carried away captive. Jeremiah wrote to the captives. Hallelujah. He wrote a letter of instructions to move ahead with their lives and pray for the heathen. So today I want to talk to you about waiting for GPS. We all want to come together. When you think about the GPS in the car, amen, or wherever you're going, some people walk with the GPS, some people drive with the GPS, praise God, hallelujah. But when you're sitting and you're waiting for the GPS to turn around and reconnect and all those good kind of things, because sometimes it loses its signal. So while we're yet waiting on our GPS, God has put a GPS within us. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Because there is a GPS that God has put on us from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's up to us to follow the direction. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Getting into God. Let me just say this, because this GPS I'm talking about is getting into God's position. Getting into God's position system. Getting into God's positioning system. That's what I'm talking about to us today. Waiting for GPS. Getting into God. Come on, somebody. When I read the scriptures this morning, I read, amen, verse 1 of Jeremiah in 29. Amen. This is the text of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent to Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles and to the priests. Yes, Holy Spirit. The prophets and the other people that Nebuchadnezzar had carried away into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. See, because of their sin, and I'm not talking about, amen, that you sin, amen, praise God, but because all their sin, God lets them know that you're going into captivity. But listen to this, the word that Jeremiah spoke and wrote to them, praise God, was so many people say that God has his own blueprint. And I remember years ago, God dealing with me about his blueprint and not mine, because he is the master drawer of what we should be doing and where we should be going and where we should be stationed at, praise God, hallelujah. The nation of Israel was divided and demoralized. Come on, somebody. What do you mean demoralized? Amen. Having lost confidence or hope and being disheartened. They was disheartened. They lost confidence. These people were wondering, amen, what do we do until the exile is over? When a man of God comes to tell them, praise God, you're getting ready to go into exile. They were just waiting to go back home. You know, a lot of times God put us in places, amen, and we're so uncomfortable with that place, amen. We don't see what God is doing in the midst of us. All we see is God has us in a place that we don't want to be in. I'm talking to somebody this morning, praise God, hallelujah, because praise God, they were just waiting to go back home, but Jeremiah urges them to embrace the presence as the arena in which God will work. See, a lot of times God put us in places, amen, huh, to get what he needs to be done in our lives before he moves us along. But some places, amen, we don't want to be today and saying amen for moving from one place to another. We can lose a whole lot of stuff. Amen. Praise God. So we are not supposed to think on the thing that we have already lost, but think about what God is doing in your present situation. Ah, Holy Spirit, we bless you. We bless you today. Amen. Praise God. Because the tragedy of life is not that it ends. It does. Come on, somebody. The tragedy of life is not that it ends so soon, but that we wait so long to begin it. We got to make sure, amen, that when God put us in a place, amen, that we don't wait too long to get our minds right, to breathe and to recreate what God is doing in a place, amen, because we don't know. And you must know that most folks just bidding their time until they find a better job, or until, amen, the school is out, or praise God, or they're getting better, they're feeling better, amen, until they get out of debt, or they get married, or whatever. They put off, come on, somebody, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, or seem powerless to change their current situation. These people, they went into captivity. Can you imagine, amen, God sending a place, amen, Holy Spirit, into a place of captivity? We don't know what God is doing. We can't figure out God. We don't know the mind of God, amen, praise God. So the first thing we need to learn is how to perceive our position. The first thing we need to do is to learn how to perceive our position. God gave an exile Israelite an answer, and it is an answer for each of us. Consider how to live right now, whenever we are with whatever is going on in our lives, praise God. We have to learn how to live in our current situation. Our text speaks of the issue of dealing with the present realities, but not within our frame or reference, but from the Lord, from that Lord, what God has given us. God knows where we are and calls us to his representative in that place. God called you to be a representative in that place. Get a perspective. The first thing I want to talk to you about is get a perspective. Focus about your position. Notice this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, said to all those I carry into exile. When the prophet spoke to them, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, we see that the diviners and the false prophets, and then even he spoke about, praise God, high, yes, Holy Spirit, you caused yourself to dream, amen, these dreams, amen, but the true authentic prophet came and spoke a word, amen, through letter, through text, whatever it may be, amen, from Jerusalem to Babylon. He said, wait a minute, who carried the Israelite people into captivity? Think about that. Glory to God, glory to God. Even though he was given a letter, he said, you know, who carried the Israelites into that place? This says it was God. The Bible says in verse number 1, it was God. God said it was Nebuchadnezzar, and you know, to speak a word, amen, to them, but it was God himself that sent them into that place. A lot of times God will give us the word of clarity, amen, to send us into a place, amen, but he will use somebody else to do it. I want to talk to you today, praise God, hallelujah, Shanda. Hallelujah, glory to God. Verse number one, it says, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent to Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders, the remainder of them that carried away captives, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to the people. Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captives from Jerusalem to Babylon. And God used Nebuchadnezzar, amen, hallelujah, to bring them into a place, amen, to get their get all whatever going on with them, praise God, to get them back in order, amen, with what he wants them to do, praise God, hallelujah. And you know, sometimes we might think that it was God, but God said, yes, it was me. It wasn't a carry out his plan. God, come on now, I'm talking to somebody today. God will use someone, amen, praise God, to carry out his plan. God knew and allowed and purposes for Israel. Amen, hallelujah. We know that his grace was sufficient for them in Babylon too. Remember, God neither slumbers nor sleeps. He knows where you are, come on somebody, and how you're going to get there. Now, the first thing I talked about to you was get a perspective. Amen. Glory to God. Now I want to talk to you about get productive where you're at right now. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Plow and plant and reproduce. Come on. Look at what God told the people in the text. In verses 5 and 6, he said, build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives, come on somebody, and for sons, and give them your daughter in marriage, so that they too may be sons and daughters. Increase in there, come on, do not decrease, he said. They are not to believe that this world or the people present conditions are so bad that children could not survive or should not be subject to life. Jeremiah is telling the people to start focusing on life. Focus on life. Come on, I'm talking to somebody. Glory to God today. Hi, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah is telling the people to start focusing on life and no longer focus on the destruction. A lot of times, praise God, we get so caught up in what's not going on, what happened, praise God, help me, Holy Ghost. So we can't wait. We're not supposed to wait. We're not supposed to get stuck in a destruction. Get productive in what God has called you to get. Oh, come on. I'm at a place now that I was telling someone, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Ghost. No matter what's going on around me, glory to God, huh? Yes, Holy Ghost. Put us around people that see through a different kind of eye. That knows faith and not look at what's going on, but look at what God is doing. Amen. Because he owns the world. He is the world. He holds the power in his hand. Glory to God. Glory to God. The earth is still moving. The sun is still shining. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. No matter what we got going on, amen, God is yet moving in our life. So don't look at the destruction what you're going through. I don't know, praise God, but I know that God has a word for us today. Don't wait for the perfect place or the perfect timing to take action in your circumstances. Go ahead and start setting into real living. And that's the thing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If it's a closet, come on, my God, I give you glory. If it's a closet, amen, ha, make the best of it. See what God is doing. Ask God questions, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. If it's a place that you not desire to be in right now, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Use that platform. Use that place, amen, praise God, to bring the glory to God. Amen, ha, that God will give you a perfect testimony. Yes, Holy Ghost. Go ahead and start settling in real living. Somebody said, even though they were in captivity, the prophet told them, listen, don't look at where you're at right now. I know God told you that you're going to be here for a while, but what I want you to do, praise God, I want you to be productive in the place that God puts you. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. We bless them today. We bless them. We bless them. We bless them today. They say life is what happens to us while we are making other plans. The Lord has given them a hint that this exile is going to be pretty long. Now, I'm not saying that God has you in exile. That is not what I'm trying to tell you today, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But yes, we are in a holding place. Amen. We are in a place now that God is going to get the glory no matter where we are at. for you. You, you, and you. He has a plan for me. He has a plan for our children. He has a plan for our husbands. He has a plan for the wives. He has a plan. Come on, somebody. Get happy this morning. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. He told them it's going to be pretty long. They will have time to have families to see their children grow up there. They will be the salt and the light in Babylon. Praise God. So God wants you to know, praise God, no matter where you're at, praise God, you are all that salt. And God wants you to be that light in that dark place. In that dark place, don't think that you are there for nothing. There's a reason. You're just not existing. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Glory to God. You are, come on, huh? Yekabushanda. You are not just existing. Come on, my God. I give it glory. God wants you to see greater. Yekabushanda. Take the blinders off your eyes. Glory to God. Glory to God. And see what God is doing in your life. Amen. Then he told them, praise God. He said, you're going to be a light. You're going to be a light in that place. Amen. Yekabushanda. Then he told them, he said, now get prayerful. Get prayerful. Get prayerful. And that's the part I want to tell us about today. Glory to God. Get prayerful about the people in this place. Now, they're in a place, amen, glory to God, that they really don't want to be in, but God is trying to soothe their souls, amen. He's telling them, I know that you are in the midst of a heathen place, but I want you to get prayerful about the people in that place. They also seek the peace and the prosperity of that city to which I had carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, come on, I want you to hear this, if it prospers, as you pray, as it prospers, you will prosper also. This reminded me of Job's situation, amen. We are told that Job, come on, gets better when he began to pray for his friends. They were not comforting him, come on, somebody, but he still prayed for their welfare. And that's what we have to get to the point, amen, huh? That we pray for the ones, amen, that we don't want to pray for. He said, if you can pray while you are there, and if they're prospering, you're going to prosper also, because you never know, amen, the place that you're in, what you're going to come out with. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Even though Job prayed, amen, this is the way God economy works. You get back what you send out, and you got to know that glory to God, that God knows that, amen. Sometimes it's hard to pray for somebody that misuse you and abuse you and do all matters of evil against you, but when you begin to pray for that person and that person begins to prosper, you also prosper in the Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. Not a lot of times we're looking for stuff. We're looking for the anointed, the ability to move forward, the ability to mobilize going forward in the Lord. Yes, Holy Spirit. So everywhere that you're at right now, as glory to God, God knows it. God knows it. God knows it. He knows where you're at. Glory to God. So get peaceful in that place, amen, that God has placed you in, praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. God loves you, amen, praise God. So what he wants us to do, he says, get a perspective about the position that you're in, praise God, glory to God. Get productive, amen, plow through, plant, amen, reproduce in that place, amen. And then get prayerful, amen, of where you're at right now, praise God. Don't look at your current circumstances. Look beyond what you're at right now, praise God. Look where God already spoke that you're going to do. Well, look what God, see, I never let nobody take what God put in my heart and what he showed me, praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. You got to understand that God is a God that speaks, amen. And look at that. He told them, praise God, I know there was a false prophet that came before you, praise God. I know there was diviners that came before you and they spoke, and God said, I never sent them. But let me tell you, when God speaks to us, hey, couple Shonda, in the midst of a messed up situation, God will bring forth his glory out of our lives, amen, praise God. So look, get perspective, get productive, get prayerful for what God get ready to do, praise God. Hallelujah. He knows when to bless you. He knows, praise God, when to turn back the times. Oh, my God, because he will do it for you. He will bless you and right in front of your enemies. The Bible says, amen, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through. Come on, tonight, say through the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. Come on, glory to God. Give God the praises on the day. He's worthy to be praised. He's going to anoint your head with oil. Come on, your cup shall overflow. Come on, glory to God. Glory to God. God is amazing. He does things that messes us up sometimes. Who would have thought that God would send his blessed people into exile and tell them to be get perspective and get productive and be prayerful? Who would have thought that the ones that God loves, that he would treat like that and tell them, get a good vision, look around, we'll praise God, hey, couple Shanda, know that, glory to God, you're going to be here for a long time, but I'm going to leave you here, amen, so I get my glory out of your life. Then I'm going to bring you out of this thing, praise God. With that being said, amen, don't you go nowhere, praise God. God got some more to talk to you about. I'm going to go to a song, amen, praise God, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, and I'm coming back, amen. You are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carol McNeil, amen, our power and praise.
Thank you.
my, I'm going to be ready. I'm going to pass this test. I'm going to be ready. Somebody shout right there. Amen. This song. As I think about this song, praise God. Hallelujah. This song got me through a lot of stuff. Amen. So I bless and praise God. Amen. For this, Yolanda Adams. Amen. Singing that song. And I'm quite sure every time they birth a song, they have to go through a lot of things. Amen. She said, I'm going to pass this test no matter what. I'm going to pass. Amen. So we got to pass some tests. Amen. Sometimes we don't even know it's a test, but God put us through some tests, put us into places that we don't want to be in. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we know the plan that God has for us. Amen. The next thing I want to talk to you about, we done talked about getting perspective. We done talked about getting productive. We done talked about getting prayerful. Now we're going to get peaceful. Get peaceful about God's promises and plans. Amen. Praise God. We have, you know, one thing that Paul says, I have to be content in whatever state that I am in. Praise God. And I have to make that a part of my life. Praise God. I have to be content. Whatever state that I am in, so get peaceful about God's promise and his plan. I just had to read that, praise God, because why? We see God. We see what else God told them in verses 10 and 14. Praise God. He said, this is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon. Now, could you imagine, praise God, the one that he loved, they're going to go into captivity for 70 years. Amen. Hi, that's Holy Spirit. And maybe you were in a place, amen, glory to God, that you don't want to be in. And I'm not saying that you're in exile, but you're in a place that God wants you in at this point in time. You might be in your holding place, praise God, but that is not your final destination. Amen. Glory to God. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, he said, I will come to you. Listen to the Lord. I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to the place. Amen. Glory to God. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. God knows what he's going to do in your life. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. You will call upon me. Come on. He said, I will come. I will come to you. Come on. And glory to God. You will seek me and you will find me. Amen. Praise God. If you seek me with your whole heart, somebody say with your whole heart. I think this is the best part of the whole chapter sometimes, praise God. God lets us know, amen, praise God, when they were in exile, amen, to come to an end and give them hope and assurance they will have a brighter future. And that's what God does for us, amen. Glory to God. When we try to predict the future, we solely are lacking in accuracy because we can't predict nothing. You know how sometimes, praise God, we get in our own stuff and think that how God going to do this day, how God going to bring me out, how God going to move me, how God going to bless me. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes we're so off because we don't know the end of a thing. Sometimes God has to hide what he's doing in our lives. But at this point right here, praise God, he knew that he had to talk to them, praise God, because, you know, a lot of times, praise God, Holy Spirit. Sometimes we are mature and we are able to accept some things, but sometimes that when we are babes, God had to lead us by the hand and tell us everything. Maturity says, God is going to bless me. Immaturity says, I don't know what's going to go on and why I'm in this situation. We got all kinds of things to say, praise God, but maturity, as we mature, come on somebody, say, as we mature, we would want the blessings of God and where God wants us to be, and we have got to a point now that we start looking at TV and reality shows and base our lives upon those things, soap operas, amen, praise God, and we look at those things and we want to be in those things and how do they get all this thing, but God said, be not envious of work of iniquity, amen, because they should soon be cut down. Now, sometimes, praise God, God will cause, God said, I reign on the just and the unjust, meaning that, you know, I can bless who I want to bless at that time, praise and living those realities of the of dreaming what somebody else has and how they get that. I want what they have. And no, God, he has great things for you. Don't want what they have. He might have even greater things. You want that anointing that they got, but God might have something different. He might have a double dose of the anointing several times over than what he gave them, praise God. So don't never covet nobody else's stuff. Amen. Glory to God. I don't know why God takes me. Don't covet nobody else's stuff. Say, Lord, I want what you got for me. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And development, which we should waste little time on dreaming about those reality shows. Amen. Those things that we see, praise God. Make reality. It has to come to reality. What is God saying for you, praise God? More than anything in history, mankind, amen, sometimes faces a crossroad. And when I thought about the crossroad and I looked and I seen, amen, glory to God, the crossroad is one path leading to despair and utter hopelessness and the other leading to total destruction. But we don't want that crossroad. Let us pray we have wisdom to choose correctly. Amen. High death, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. If we were the people of Israel and your magnificent kingdom was torn apart and by some foreign power and all the sufficient and leaders and have been hauled to off to another country, what we going to think? Amen. What might you do and what you're thinking? Maybe this is the end. But listen. God bless them. Amen. Could you imagine all of them going into exile? Praise God. Glory to God. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. They need to say that. Well, yeah, come by Shanda. He comes over the Shanda. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, I give you glory. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future. Glory to God, to a known God. Some people refer to God as an act of providence. The word providence means to see before. Glory to God. God is allowing Israel to plan before they came to pass. And everything that God says about the future is 100% accurate. And the book, it was a book that I was reading because I had to write it down, the purpose-driven life. Rick Warren wrote this book. God's ultimate goal for your life on earth is not comfort, but character development. Are you resolved that God's reality for your life? Are you sure God's reality for your life? Are you, come on somebody, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Or are you living in what might have been reality? You know, we got that thing, oh, what if this, oh, what should, you know, back in the day, what could be reality? Truth is, regardless of what brought us to this place that you're at right now, because God is talking to us. Maybe sin has brought it to, you know, maybe God brought you there, but God brought them there, amen, to bring out the best and make his name known. See, God does things and we don't understand it. But see, God is not going to make your name known. He's going to make his name known through you. Oh, my God, I give you glory today. Glory to God for speaking that this morning. Glory to God. He's going to get the glory out of your life. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. God has a plan for your life. Are you ready and willing to go God's way? He has a bright future plan for you. Amen. Acceptable. That can never be questioned. The Bible says in Ephesians, acceptance that can never be questioned. Amen. Praise God. To the praise of glory of his grace by which he made us acceptable in the beloved. Come on, glory to God. God said an inheritance that can never be lost. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who accordingly, come on, to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation to be revealed in the last time. God knows what he is doing. Deliverance that can never be excelled. Come on, somebody, who delivered us from so great a death and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. Somebody shout right there, because God said, I'm going to deliver. I'm going to deliver. Come on, somebody. God is a blessed. By grace. And he said unto me in 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in your weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, come on somebody, that the power of Christ may rest up in me. Come on, my God, I give him glory today, because God gives us hope that can never be disappointed. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, in Hebrews 6:18-19, that by two immutable things, and which it is impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation who has fled for refuge to lay hold of hope that's set before us. This hope we have is an anchor of our soul, both sure and steadfast, which either present behind the veil. God knows what he's doing. Come on, somebody say, behind the veil. God's glory is behind the veil. Get ready to come forward for you. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. God is getting ready to bless you. Oh, just be patient where you at. Just be prayerful where you at. Just be prayerful where you at. Have peace where you at. Glory to God. Sometimes, praise God, you got to pull on the Holy Ghost. Pull on the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody say, pull on the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You got to sometimes ask God to give you inner strength to go what you have to go through, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Because sometimes, praise God, he put us in a holding place, amen, that we don't even want to be in, praise God. We got people acting crazy all around us, praise God. But know that God knows what he's doing, and he's going to bring the best out in you, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. But know this, that God, he is a resurrected power on the inside of you. He got the GPS on the inside of you. He will lead you. He will direct you, praise God. Huh? Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He is the one that's going to get the glory out of your life. The Bible says in Colossians 3:21-23, Father, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. Now, God wrote this good of Oshanda, bond servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as a man pleaser. Come on, somebody, because we got a lot of love. Not as a man pleaser, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God, and whatever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord and not to men. Glory to God. We got to get to the point, amen, that we ain't trying to please man. God, please God. You'd rather please God or man. Peter said, no, I'm not going to please man. I'm going to please God. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. The joy, a joy that needs never be diminished. God will give you such a joy in a place, amen. Praise God, Hamashanda. If you just let God, let go and let God. God will give you joy, unspeakable joy, in a place that you don't want to be. But I'm here to tell you today, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, I know that God is speaking to us today, praise God, and I know that God is going to bless you, praise God. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Now, the Bible says in Ephesians 2:3, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. Don't think yourself to be so better than nobody else. The peace that can never be disturbed. Come on, somebody. In John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives to you. Come on, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God is speaking to us today. Yes, Holy Ghost. A righteousness that can never be tarnished. A righteousness that never can be tarnished. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Come on, somebody. God is a good God. The Bible says in Hebrews 5:9, and having been, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obeyed him. See, we might think that we're in a prison, or you might think that you're in a prison. Get productive and pray until the situation become peaceful. They can see the promised land. Come on, there's a place that God is going to bless you. And know this, that not your final home, not your final place. God has a plan for you. He knows the plan that he has for you. So what I'm saying today, praise God, get a perspective, get productive, get prayerful, and get peaceful. Don't forget to pray for your enemy. See, a lot of times, praise God, we don't want to look at that part. Pray for your enemy. Amen. The ones that despitefully use and say all manner of evil against you, knowing that God is going to bless you. He's going to work it out for you. Know that the plan that God has for you, plans are good and not for evil, plans to bring you into a better end. You are just in a whole different place. You're getting ready to move forward. You're getting ready to move forward, says the Lord. I hear the Lord that you're getting ready to move forward. You're not in that place. You're not shackled no more. Stop saying you're shackled. I feel shackled. I feel like I'm lonely. I feel this. I feel that. God said, not so. Just that place that God put you in, make the best of it. If it's a room, praise God, make it pretty. Make it look good. Put some nice pillows up there, praise God. Make it look festive. Amen, praise God. If it's a closet, yeah, because I know about a closet, because I slept in one. Amen, praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost. You got to know my testimony. I slept in a closet, but in that closet, amen, God will reveal himself to me so strong. You got to get the peace wherever God puts you. Praise God. Help me, Holy Ghost, because God is going to bless. He's going to move you forward. Amen. He is your GPS on today. Know that, praise God, that God, Hajekabashanda, waiting for GPS. Come on, somebody. God, positioning system. He is going to bless your soul. With that being said, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. I pray that this blesses you today. Hajekabashanda. I pray that the blessing of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow with it. I am praying that, glory to God, that God will give you the release that you need within your spirit, that you settle in your spirit, knowing that he is with you, that I never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you into the end of the world. My God, I give him glory today. With that being said, amen. Hi, that couple Shonda. On this Sunday, amen. Myself or Pastor Keeping It Real will be with you, amen, at 9 a.m. It's me or Pastor Matthew McNeil will be with you on Sunday, amen. Right on this time, tell somebody, let somebody know that glory to God, that Mount Carmel International Church will be on service on this Sunday until God stay. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to pray for us today. Amen. Praise God. Just don't forget. Hallelujah. As you are stepping out today or at home, wherever you are stepping into glory. You are stepping, come on somebody, out into success. You are stepping out in the Kabushanda in the Lord's favor. You are stepping out, amen, in fulfillment. You are stepping out into breakthrough. You are stepping out into your victory. You are stepping out, come on somebody, come with me this morning, in dominion. You are stepping out into God's presence. You will come. You will become unstoppable, undeniable. Hey, come on somebody, you got to speak over yourself. You can no longer be delayed. No power, no darkness can withstand the light you carry. Come on, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. You are breaking records. Come on, this is your season of manifestation. Shout hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, as you are stepping out today, speak over yourself today, praise God, glory to God. God is blessing his people on today, but I'm going to pray that God will have his way. Amen, hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come and we just bless your holy name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the movement of the Holy Ghost, Father God, on today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, for all that was missing on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just come to morning, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for our sins, God. Yes, Holy Jesus. God, let your oil, let your oil, let your oil flow upon them, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, break yokes, God, today, God. Break yokes of sickness, God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God. Break yokes of poverty, God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, go back to the third and fourth generation, oh, God, and oh, Shia, of our forefathers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. If it's a curse that put on our family, Lord God, I pray that yoke will be broken, God, today, God, in Kaboshaga, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. If any sickness, God, among us, Lord God, you say, call the elders of the church, God, anoint them and pray, God, they come to Kaboshaga, and their sins, yes, God, their sins will be forgiven, God. So I pray, God, today, God, break the yoke of sickness off the bodies, oh, God. Oh, God, break the yoke of fatigue off the body, God. Oh, God, yet come to Kaboshaga, God, I, that Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch the minds of your people, God. Oh, God, bring the minds in, God, yes, to the Mosiah. Oh, God, the minds that scatter, God, yes, Holy Ghost, that says that you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, God. And I pray, God, that they get a good perspective, God, of what you're going to do, God. My God, I give you glory. And I thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do, oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, open up the portals, open up the portals, open up the portals for your people, God. Oh, God, cleanse the air, God, cleanse the air, God. Many are sick, God, many are sick, God. God, with this disease that's going on, God, we ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will get the glory, God. God, that you will get the medicine, Father God. Give somebody the wisdom, Lord God. Oh, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, of what to do, Father God. God, in the name of Jesus, and we lift up President of God today, God. You say pray, God, pray. You say pray for them, Lord. I pray for every government, God. I pray for God here in the Oshai, God, for your leaders. I pray for your doctors, God. I pray for all the ones that's working in the vineyard, God. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, the ones that lost jobs, I pray for them as well, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you establish them, God, in a great way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, don't forget about your children, God. Oh, God, in their home, God, bless them, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch them right down, God. Oh, God, I ask that you move upon your children today, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you move by your Spirit, God, and we say thank you, God, today. And we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving in our heart. And our soul says amen on today. I'm going to leave you with the song, praise God, and don't forget on Sunday, 9 o'clock. Don't forget on Monday, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yeah, your fix at 6. Keeping it real, McNeil will be on at 6 p.m. Praise God. Bless you, bless you, bless you. And children, God bless you all.
From the top of my head to my feet, pour your oil on me, let it fall down on me. I want your glory, want your glory. I want your glory, I want your glory.
Glory,
let it fall down.
Oh, oh, oh.
your glory.